Okay. Now, if you were on a real big highway, you would, when you drive off, what do you drive off of? What do you call that thing that you drive your car off of the highway?
Off the highway. On the side, you mean with a cement?
Yeah.
No, like you go on a river.
Say the road, here's the road.
Uh-huh.
And then if things coming off like that, this is the big road. And it's a tiny one that you go off. What are these things called? And then you might have another one that comes back on over here. You know, you go off and then you get back on.
Really? I know how to drive a car now.
Oh, yeah.
But this looked like it was something like you're taking a lesson for driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go off, you come back, you're going to come down the straight to this road and you're going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
On this
yeah,
side.
All I want to know is what you call this piece of road that goes off.
That's a dead end.
Oh, it keeps going, so you can circle around.
What do you call it? That's a curve.
Would you call it an exit ramp?
That's what you call it,
Would you call it a ramp?
Well, probably would be if you don't go this way and then come around and then come back again. That's a curve, I call it. Go around and you're coming back in, then you're going to go back up the same road.
Okay.
I call it a curve.
Okay.
As you go off, you come down the road, then you come on and you come on around and you're going to go back up.
What if you didn't? What if it didn't curve?
And you want to go straight.
Yeah, what if it went straight? What would
that's another road to come out.
Okay.
That's what I call it. Because I wish I did know how to drive a car. I do. And that's probably what I would come up in to know what that would be.
Okay.
It would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are there, what would you say the main street in Mobile is?
Do you know that? Mm-hmm. I know something. Well, we have some. The main street, let me see. Now, I tell you now, this road out here is a main street because it stay busy more. And the avenue is too, and then, in fact, I say all of them, out to Spring Hill, all those are main roads, because it's just busy, busy all the time. It doesn't never quiet down.
Okay. What would the difference to you be between an avenue and a street and a road and a street?
Oh, boy. Let me say, avenue. The difference between the avenue and the street and the road. Well, the difference between the avenue and most of it's people, most of, you know, is busy and hangs out on the avenue. But a road is something like a car is coming through every now and then. But you said street, different street. Now a car comes in the road all the time, and the street is just one like someone is walking or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call the place where here's the road and the train, a train maybe on a trestle that goes over
a track,
yeah.
A hill.
What would you call the part of the road that goes under this thing?
About a train.
Yeah.
Railroad track.
Oh, and I want to know what the name of what you would call that part of the road that goes underneath. Yes. Not the train part.
You mean what the train rolls on? That's what you're talking about?
No, well, if you're driving your car under the train, what would you be driving on?
Up on the tunnel or something? Up on the bridge?
Yeah, if you go under a bridge.
Yeah, see, the train is on top and the car is going up underneath. Well, we have a tunnel here. I know that the cars go up under, but there ain't no train going on top because it's water on top of it. It's a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
See, then like you said, the train be on the top and the track. Well, the car's going up under, it'd have to be a tunnel. And then we had some bridges, just like I told you about the bridge, the road, the bridge. Well, we had cars goes up underneath, and then some goes on top. It'll change.
Okay, what would an underpass be to you?
That's just like I was talking about, the cars go up under the path of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tunnel, if a train was going on top of the tunnel.
And you may not know this if you don't know how to drive, but...
No, I wish I did.
Okay. How are some cars parked along a neighborhood street?
Well, I tell you, you have to be careful how you park on some of these streets. And some you can park on both sides.
Uh-huh.
But some streets you have to be parked face.
Mm-hmm.
And And then some, they're on the other side, they have to be faced the other way. Mm-hmm. So most of them be faced.
What would you call it if, say, here's the curb, mm-hmm. and to come along and park like that, as compared to this?
Well, that's round. If you go cross straight, Crossway.
And here's the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some places you can park alongside the curb.
That's right, but the front gonna have to be turned towards this way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, that's what are the outlets for fire hoses called that you can't park near? You know, these little things that the fire department uses? They hook up the fire hose to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a word for those?
No. No.
The little silver things?
No. Did you put, what you mean, put the fire or something? But,
yeah, I think that would take. Yeah, they're little, they're shaped kind of like... Let's see. This?
Oh, you're talking about a water. What's called that? A water meter. For the fireman to put the hose in.
Okay, that's what I want.
What you talking about? It's right on the corner on the street. Yeah. Fire hose, you call it. Put the other fire hose you put there and put the house fire out. Mm-hmm. On the house. Okay. Yeah.